So I may have shared with some of you before, in my household, I have a twin brother and an older sister. My twin brother is named Roland Kelly, and my older sister is named Carrie, but her nickname was KK. So coming up, my brother and I, Roland and I, we got into, I would just say, a fair amount of trouble. You know, normal kid stuff. The police were never called, so it was all good. And for discipline, we would get whoopings. So does everyone know what whoopings are? Okay. Just, you know, it's a new day and it's a new age, you know. So every time we did something wrong, we would get whoopings. We will also get spankings. Everybody know spankings? Do you all know the difference between spankings and a whooping? Okay, for those of you with a puzzled look on your face, let me explain. And this is how I defined them when I were younger. A spanking was with the hand. A whooping was with an object. So spankings was every day or every other day. You know, if you were in a room that you weren't supposed to be in, if you was in the refrigerator, if you probably looked at my mom funny, you may have got a spanking. Just get out of here. So we all got spankings, me, my brother, and my sister. Now, I'm not going to say that KK was an angel, but she was never the cause of any whoopings. Every time that she got a whooping, it was because something that Roland and I did. And whoopings was probably like a weekly thing for my brother and I. You know, long week of school. We get up Saturday morning. We eat breakfast. We watch cartoons. We get in trouble, and then we get a whooping. And then we go on about the rest of our day. My sister spent most of her time doing her homework, reading, or napping. So Saturday would come. We had to make sure we stick to routine. We watched cartoons. We ate breakfast. Then we got into trouble. And my mom would say, "Carrie, go get the belt." It's an object, so it was a whooping. And my sister knew she was in trouble also, because my mom didn't call her KK. She called her Carrie. Usually when you call by your first name or your full name, that means trouble. So Carrie came with the belt, and she was the first one to get the whooping. Then my mother disciplined me and my brother. And all the times, KK would say, but ma, I didn't do anything, but ma, I was in my room, but ma, I was reading. That never stopped her from being disciplined. Until one day, this went on for years. I kind of thought it was unfair, but I was 6, 7. I just thought, yeah, this is how the world works. I get in trouble. Someone gets in trouble. Younger brothers get in trouble. Older sisters get punished. So my sister said one day, Mom, I just got up from taking a nap. I don't even know what Ronald and Roland did. Why am I getting punished? And my mom says, you don't have to know what they did. You know what you didn't do. She has an older sister, and if you are the older siblings in your family, mom or dad goes off, they put you in charge. And my mom would always say to my sister, make sure Ronald and Roland stay out of trouble. She was assigned a task, and she was given instructions. God assigns us tasks and gives us instructions. We have to be sure we carry those out. Our sermon text for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, starting at verse 22. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first and first who will be last." This is the word of the Lord. So our two scripture texts are referring to the end of times and judgment day. In the Gospel of Mark, before Jesus starts discussing the signs of the end of times with his disciples and his followers, he shares with them the greatest commands. Love me, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love one another as you love yourself. Then he gives them a warning. Watch out for people. They might try to deceive you, mislead you. And Satan is always on the prowl to devour you. Then he tells them in the widow's offering, in all that you do, don't forget to trust me. So before he gives them the signs of the end of time, he says, love me, trust me, and be on the lookout. Be on guard. And then he went on to explain the signs of the end of times. He's walking around, and Jesus is looking around, and he says, things gonna be looking a lot different around here. And his disciples like, what? What do you mean, Jesus? Things are gonna be looking different around here. Tell us more about that. Now, he had just given them this life-saving wisdom to which they could live and serve. And they're asking to learn more about the end of times. Isn't it funny? No matter how much we are given, we always want just a little bit more. Sometimes to the point that we don't even calculate what we already have. So Jesus shares with them more wisdom through his word about the end of times. He says, people are going to say they're followers of mine, but they're not going to live by my word. Even though it's clear in the Bible what I say, they're going to read it and say, I don't think God really meant that. God is love, and he wants everyone just to be happy. When we start hearing that being preached, that's a sign that we are near the end of times. He shared with them, when people say that they are the Messiah or put themselves in a position to be worshiped like God, Jesus says, this is a sign that we are near the end of times. When there's wars going on and people talking about more wars to come, this is going to be a sign that the end of times is near. Jesus says, people are going to hate you because you love me. They will mistreat and punish you. Don't fold, though. Always preach and spread the word. But when they start doing that, that is going to be a sign that the end of time is near. Jesus went on to say, people are going to get very desperate. It's going to affect some more than it affects others. The days of distress will be unequal to any time before or after. It's going to be so horrific that if God had not put a time limit on it, none of us would have survived. They're coming for you, us Christians. Be on guard. When you see and hear these things, you know that the end is right at the door. You're not going to know the specific day, and you're not going to know the specific hour. But I will tell you, Jesus says, I'm leaving, and I'll be back to rescue you. So watch out for me. Jesus did leave. He ascended into heaven, and he gave us his word. But since we always want a little bit more, and we always get a little bit tired of waiting, we turn away from his word, especially when it's not convenient for us. And even though he sent his spirit to guide us, we get tired of waiting, and we don't follow his spirit. And this is evident in the way that you and I live. That's why when you and I see a stranger in need, hurting, or in need of some help, it's easy for us just to keep walking. Ignore them. You and I are more like, or sometimes like I should say, the priest and the Levite rather than the Good Samaritan. Our guard drops and we stop watching. When we give, do you give your last, or do you give out of what you have? Do you give till it's comfortable for you? Are you like the rich people, or are you like the widow. Don't drop your guard. Don't stop watching. Jesus warns us to stay alert and don't get comfortable living this way. If we don't stay alert, the world will become us and we will become a part of it. Stay watching, stay on guard, and stay alert. Because if you start sleeping, when you open your eyes, Jesus is going to be coming on the clouds, coming to judge the living and the dead. And as he stands at the entryway of heaven, he's going to say to us all, do you deserve a relationship with me? And some of us are going to be quick to say, yeah, Jesus, yeah. Don't you remember how my parents used to make me come to church every Sunday? And Jesus, yeah. Don't you remember how my spouse used to take me to those Bible studies all the time? Jesus, I'm ready. Let me in. There's going to be many excuses. And to those, Jesus is going to have to give those souls their unfortunate fate. You did not make every effort to get to know me. I gave you parents that worshiped me. I gave you a spouse that worshiped me. I gave you friends that worshiped me. I gave you my word. I gave you my life. I gave you everything that you needed. And still, you didn't want anything to do with me. I don't know who this person is in front of me or where you come from. You are not welcome in my house. And that's going to be by far the worst day of that soul's existence. But if we can be patient, if we can be content, God has other plans for us. See, even though we know we don't deserve a relationship with God, we have one through Christ Jesus. So we have to live like it. Even though we don't know the hour, we know we're forgiven. And even though we don't know the day, we got to live like it's tomorrow. And through his word, we know what we got to do. We got to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. We have to be on watch. He's been watching over us since day one. We have to be on guard because he's been protecting us since day one. We have to put our trust in him because he made the ultimate sacrifice for us. He sent his one and only son to die for our sins. And now he stands in our place. So when it's time for us to be judged, Jesus says, thank you for making every effort to grow and keep our relationship. Thank you for persevering. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for remaining faithful. I've been waiting for you. Welcome home. And that's going to be the start of the best days of our existence. What don't we know? The day and the hour that Jesus will return. What do we know? That he will return. And he's coming for us. So let's take what we do know and have that shape our lives and how we serve. Let's live like we know we've been shown mercy by showing mercy. Let's live like we know we've been given grace by sharing God's grace with others. Let's live like we know we have been forgiven by forgiving others. How do we live like we know we have a grace-given relationship with God now? How do we live like we know we are joyfully anticipating a relationship with Christ for all eternity? Hebrews sheds a little light on how we live like we know. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Know that marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. Remember and know to keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The Lord says, trust me, I got this. Let's be okay with what we don't know and be thankful for what we do know. And what we do know is our sins have been forgiven and we have a Savior in Jesus Christ. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.